Representative Tammy Wilson has long been critical of the Office of Children's Services' handling of child welfare cases and says she's worked with numerous parents to access state records that show the agency is illegally taking kids into foster care.
They have rules and regulations that they have put into place. They have training. What we have found is that they're just not following it. And what happens are parents and children are being ripped apart from each other and have no chance of being reunited.
Wilson points to numerous problems documented in OCS case files.
Case plans with no signatures, so you don't know whether parents participated. You saw visitation where parents were only getting 1 hour per week of supervised visit, couldn't find the reasons why the children were being taken. Or if we did, most of them could have been corrected by just putting a safety plan in place and giving some resources to those parents to be able to make those kind of corrections.
Wilson also cites numbers that show more kids being removed from families.
The cases are up over 30%. Reunification is down. That's a huge issue.
Your numbers have never, ever been this high. This is historic numbers.
OCS Director Christy Lawton says the number of Alaska kids in foster care has grown from an already high 2,600 a year ago to over 3,000. She attributes the increase to more children being at extreme risk in recent years and a conscious decision by the state to take action.
To really up our game and try to provide more services and to look more closely, particularly in reports coming in with children 12 months and under, as well as 5 and under, because we know those children are most vulnerable for a risk of maltreatment, but also fatalities, frankly.
Lawton says similar increases have been seen in other states, a trend driven in part by the heroin and opioid addiction epidemic. Lawton describes an understaffed department dealing with people in difficult circumstances while trying to adhere to complex regulations.
There's so many mandates, but there's not enough time and resources to fulfill all of those mandates, which are all good things to ensure that families get the very best possible care. But if the system's not equipped with the tools to do that, it's pretty impossible sometimes.
Lawton points to changes in the work spurred by Representative Wilson aimed at improving communication with parents. She says case plans are now written and signed off on in the field.
So they can leave something with the parent right then that they both talked about that really clearly tells the parent what's next. Here's what you should get accomplished this month before I see you again. The frustration often is the disconnect between what our expectations are and what's the parent's understanding of our expectations, and versions of the conversations get lost. So I think this will help with that.
Representative Wilson agrees that's a positive step, but maintains broader issues also need to be investigated and addressed.
You have money going into from the federal government encouraging adoption and foster care versus reunification. I think that's where you really need to start from, is find out, you know, why are we following the money and not doing what's best for parents and families?
The agency's Lawton counters that the state does not benefit from having more children in foster care, noting that although federal funds are available to help provide support, the state's share of expenses increase as costs go up. Lawton says positive change could come from a grand jury investigation of OCS, but it's unclear if that'll happen. Alaska Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills says the request is rare.
I'm not familiar with, and after talking to others in the department, I don't think anyone who's working at the department now is familiar with this ever having happened in their careers at the Department of Law.
Mills says about 20 previous grand jury investigations took place in Alaska in 1990 and earlier. She says Representative Wilson's request is being reviewed by Criminal Division Director John Skidmore.
Taking into account all of the facts available and making a determination.
Mills could not put a timeline on how long that might take. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.